Good afternoon. Mr. Richards said I could have 1.5 minutes of his 2 minutes, but I think he used them. As indicated in the throne speech, the mandate of the Ministry of Economic Development is to facilitate job growth and investment in the international business sector and also across a range of interconnected local sectors such as construction, retail, hospitality, and telecoms. The bottom line is to get Bermuda's economy moving again so that it's creating jobs and attracting investment. As you might expect, a good part of the last few weeks has been focused on meeting and listening to industry representatives, particularly in the international business sector, because it is the largest driver, as the Premier says, of jobs and economic growth, and its spending helps to support all other sectors, including government. As everyone is aware, many Bermudian jobs have been lost over the last few years, both from downsizing and moving jobs overseas. So part of our initial effort has been to make sure we understand what is needed to create a more welcoming and conducive environment, both to sustain the existing group of companies and also attract new job creators and investment. Simply put, if your existing customers aren't happy, it's going to be much more difficult to attract new ones. We've also spent time meeting with members of the telecoms and energy industries, as the ministry has direct responsibility and oversight for these sectors, and because they're also a critical part of Bermuda's infrastructure for business as well as households. The throne speech promised that we would launch the much-delayed regulatory authority by the end of the first quarter of this year. In fact, the regulatory authority is now staffed, funded, and operational, and was launched at the end of January. The authority will initially focus on regulating the telecommunications industry, but it has been structured to allow other sectors, such as broadcasting and energy, to ultimately fall under its jurisdiction. We believe this regulatory regime will lead to enhanced competition, better products, investment, and job creation. The ministry will also play a fundamental role in the new Cabinet Committee for Economic Development. As new business proposals are presented, the committee will provide a disciplined approach to assessing those proposals and coordinating the government's response. As part of our strategy for attracting new international business, progress has also been made with the transition of the Bermuda Business Development Corporation from the interim status to full operational status as of April 1st of this year. This public-private partnership will function as the principal marketing and business development body for international business. It will replace Business Bermuda, the IDC, and BEMA, and allow for a more coordinated development effort. I stress that this is very much an industry-led effort, and the ministry is represented by the Permanent Secretary, who sits on the BBDC board. The ministry's business development unit has begun its work on a concierge service that will help streamline services for companies seeking to domicile in Bermuda. The unit is also working with the private sector to advance legislative change. If our business legislation is to keep up, to keep Bermuda competitive, we must change. If our legislation is not up to date or has missing features, then potential clients look elsewhere. The government in its platform pledged to support small and medium-sized businesses, and we will follow through on that promise via our work with the Bermuda Economic Development Corporation. The BEDC will continue to provide support and guidance to Bermudian entrepreneurs seeking to develop business that provides services, jobs, and stimulus to Bermuda's economy. Further stimulus will be provided via our aircraft registry, the Department of Civil Aviation, which will implement a growth plan coupled with proposed legislative amendments to increase aircraft registrations and financing. Both the Maritime Registry and the Civil Aviation Department are anticipated to be important areas of growth over the next few years. Thank you.